What's going on, guys? It's Justin here with Fox English Learning, and I hope y'all are having a wonderful, wonderful day. I did want to let you know that now you are able to get my lessons sent to you directly on Facebook every time I post a new lesson, so you do not miss a single one. All you have to do is go on my Facebook page and click the link where it says click to get my free English lessons. I'm excited to be able to send those to you daily to help you improve your English. But today, what we're going to talk about is the verb to do. How to use the verb to do in the past tense, present tense, and future tense. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this verb and learning some English. But as you guys know, all of my lessons are sponsored and that's why they're free. So sit back, relax, enjoy this quick sponsor, and we'll get into our English lesson for today. Thanks so much for listening to that sponsor. But now let's talk about our English lesson today and the verb to do. This is one of the most used phrases in English that you will need to learn how to use, know how to use, and confidently use it when you're speaking English. So this phrase to do, what it actually means is the action of something happening. So you are completing that action, whether you completed it in the past, whether you're completing it now, or going to complete it in the future. So the verb to do. So if you want to talk about it in the past tense, it would be the word did. So let's use some examples. Did you do your homework yesterday? Did you watch the TV show? Did you count the money? Did you study English? That has to do with the phrase to do. And remember, it has to do with the action of completing it. So saying, did you do your homework? Did you complete it? Or did you start the task? Or saying, did you watch the TV show? So did you take part in that action? And remember, past tense would be did. Now let's talk about present tense. How would you use the verb to do in present tense? So the present tense form of the word or the verb to do is doing. So let's say someone said, hey, what are you doing right now? What is Jonathan doing right now? What is Jonathan doing over her house? What is Sammy doing in school? What is Jose doing at work? You hear how I'm say doing? Remember, when you add that ing on the end of a verb, it gives it that ing sound. So doing, what are you doing? So that would be the present tense of that. Now, what about the future? How do you speak about it in that sense? And it's simple. It's just going to be the root form of do. Are you going to do your homework tomorrow? Are you going to do your chores? Are you going to do your English homework? Now, that is how you would use do in the future tense. So let's do a quick review. If you want to talk about to do in the past, it's going to be did. If you want to talk about it in the present, it's going to be doing. And if you want to talk about it referring to the future, it's going to be do. I hope you guys enjoy these little quick lessons. I just want to get on here and teach you a little English every day, giving you the opportunity to improve. So if you haven't already, practice doing these. I talk about how in order to become a fluent English speaker, there's four things you need to do every day. And one of them is journaling. So you need to go write down the verb to do, write down the past tense, which is did, write down the present tense, which is doing, and the future tense, which is do. And then practice saying that yourself. But I just wanted to give you guys this English lesson to help improve your English and to help improve your confidence. But I hope you guys have a great day. And as always, have fun learning English.